Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from a few passages out of Exodus chapter 14, beginning at verse 9. The Egyptians chased after them with all his horses and chariots. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked and cried out to the Lord. But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." Then the Lord said to Moses, verse 15, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground." And then verse 21. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. Well, we're following up from last week. And in the passages that we just read, we see the Israelites sitting in rock bottom despair on the banks of the Red Sea as we began to read those passages. Pharaoh has had a change of heart, thanks to God's prodding, and has decided that releasing Moses and the Israelites from their enslavement in Egypt was not a good idea. The ghettos where the Israelites had lived as slaves in Egypt were now ghost towns. All of the building projects Pharaoh had on the drawing boards had been suspended because he had no longer any of the pool of cheap and free labor he had with the Israelites there. And there was no one at hand to tend to him personally, to fix his bath, to lay out his clothes, and to be at his beck and call. Not only were things in Egypt not getting done anymore, they were falling apart. And now his countrymen were mocking his decision to let them go. And as a result, Pharaoh's anger burned hotter within him. He'd had enough. And so he summoned the troops, had the chariots harnessed, and chased after the Israelites, catching up to them just where God had intended them to catch them, on the shores of the Red Sea. And while all of that was occurring, the Israelites' faith in God did what you expected. It grew dimmer as the chariots grew nearer. They couldn't see anything through the dust coming their way except two possibilities: return to Egypt and be enslaved there, or be killed. And if they were lucky, to be buried right there in the desert. They couldn't see any farther out than that. They had no binoculars with them, of course, to even catch a glimpse across to the other side of the Red Sea and toward their distant, diminishing hope of the Promised Land, which clearly they now felt they would never see. They were without hope. They were discouraged, disheartened, in despair. Hey, we've all been there, without hope, discouraged, where our view of what's next in our lives is less than it should be, and often without any hope. And so they just sat there and whined in the midst of their pity party. You know, whether we'll admit it or not, too often we find ourselves also with a pessimistic, defeated view of what's next, colored by the worries closing in all around us, where we only see the trouble before us and no farther, with no apparent way out of or around what seems to be the inevitable, where our view of the future forgets that God is there and is still at work for us. But in our better moments, we know that's not true. We know God is there and always has been there. We know that God is actively at work for us, calling us to see, to trust, and believe in all the best of what he has in store for us, often right there in front of us. And it begins with that very next step that he calls us to take with him and toward him. You may have heard the story of a man who decided one day to find the greatest hunting dog that he could find. And after much searching, he found what he believed to be the ultimate in hunting dogs. I'm not a hunter, but apparently this dog would point, and flush and retrieve better than any dog he'd ever seen. And he was anxious to show his somewhat cynical friend this new dog that he had. And so on his next hunting trip, he took his friend, his cynical friend, along with him. And when the first few ducks flew in over the pond, he downed two of them and quickly sent the dog after them to bring them back to him. Quick as a flash, the dog took off to retrieve the ducks by walking across the top of the water, gently picked those two birds up, quickly walked back again on top of the water, and set the birds at the feet of his master, who turned with a proud smile to his friend and said, "Well, what do you think of that dog?" To which his friend responded, "Can't swim, can he?" There, right before him, was something incredible that he'd seen, but he refused to believe. His view was less than it should have been. My friends, listen. God had led the Israelites through the desert by day with a pillar of cloud and by night with a pillar of fire. He fed them all they needed and more. He protected them. And even with all of that, they still doubted and were in fear. And so Moses told them, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." But then, seeing that they still didn't believe, that they still were in doubt and feared for their lives, they were discouraged and without hope, the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground." God tells Moses to tell his children to stop crying and to get moving. He is still at work. He tells them to step out. In the midst of their despair, their discouragement, and hopelessness, he makes them get up and move, to act with whatever bit of faith they had left. God was with them and would fight for them. But they needed to be involved, to get going, to step out in faith, to move. What is it in front of you that you're afraid of? What difficulties are you going through that you're having trouble seeing the incredible light and hope that is there beyond them? What dreams, once lofty and exciting, now lay in a pile marked never? Is that what you want for the rest of your life? Maybe you've experienced a loss and you're trying to trust God to help you through. A relationship is over. A career path has changed. You're trying to help a loved one struggling with the next steps in their life. Whatever it is, God is there and will fight with you and for you. But remember that God's word to you and to me right now, no matter what we're facing, is the same as his word to Moses and his children way back then. To get moving. To keep moving. Take that next step. Keep your view looking ahead, knowing that God has your future in his hands. That dog will hunt, my friends, and maybe even walk on water. Some people who've studied the Red Sea miracle suggest that maybe the sea opened gradually as the children of Israel moved forward in faith step by step. So as they took each step with the walls of water towering around them, they would be trusting God even more for their next step and the next as they crossed with the sea opening one step at a time. Well, whichever way it was, every day, we need to remember that we can trust God for that next step. In our lives, God points the way, shining a light on the path in front of us and leading us one step at a time into the life that we were meant to live. We can't see past that next step. So our faith has to carry us beyond there, trusting God that each next step will appear. A faith strengthened by our past experiences with God, knowing we can trust that he has our future in his hands. So when we face those moments of uncertainty as to what's around the next bend, when we're bound up with doubt as to what will happen next, with what we're facing, or when we're overcome with discouragement, wondering how in the world we will ever get beyond what has happened, remember that God is always calling us to step out with courage, to get up from wherever we are, and to go forward, never alone, but always with Him. To get moving, to keep moving, and take the next step He sets right before us. To move on courageously with an attitude of hope, excitement, expectation, and belief in all that God will do for you and for me. You never know. You never know. He may just be getting ready to part the Red Sea for you and for me, leading into another promised land. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for this reminder again. Love this passage, Moses and the Israelites and the Red Sea, and the promise it shows us that God not only was parting the Red Sea back then, but He is looking to part the Red Sea and has in our lives up to this point and will in the future. We claim that, Lord. Thank you for being with us, for always shining that light in front of us and calling us to follow you into the next step and the next, into our future, which you hold in our hands. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Help us, Lord, to move forward with you with courage as we also move forward to help others become all that you created them to be as well. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.